This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has confirmation hearings this week to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra will face the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on Tuesday and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Critics are saying he's literally the least qualified nominee in the history of the agency. No experience in health, no experience in managing something of this size. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial and faces bribery, breach of trust, and fraud in connection with a series of alleged corruption scandals. The testimony phase of the trial won't begin until after Israel's March 23rd elections. New York State Police are reporting a soon-to-be dad was killed Sunday in Liberty, New York, after the device he was constructing for an upcoming gender reveal party exploded. The blast occurred at a home, killing 28-year-old Christopher Peckney and injuring his brother. Liberty is located about 100 miles northwest of New York City. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Let's get a stimulus update with Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg.
The $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue package proposed by House Democrats would increase the cost of living for many and kill jobs. That's according to the leading Republican on the House Budget Committee, Jason Smith. Meanwhile, Democrat from Pennsylvania, Matt Cartwright of the House Appropriations Committee, says we need to come together as a country and as a Congress to vote for this bill.
Let's come together as Republicans and Democrats and get it done. I totally agree with President Biden. I'd really like to see Republican buy-in on this.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise is no fan of the stimulus bill.
The $15 minimum wage, what does that have to do with COVID relief? Those small businesses are going to have an even harder time coming back when you go to a $15 minimum wage. These things have nothing to do with COVID.
Scalise speaking there on Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is the $1,400 COVID-19 stimulus money for most Americans worth the debt put on the shoulders of our children? Financial experts predict it will take roughly 50 years to pay back. With another perspective on the $1.9 trillion proposal, Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
The 591-page bill passed out of committee by a mostly party-aligned vote of 19-16. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants to see a vote on that bill by the full House by the end of this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says too much of that bill has nothing to do with COVID relief. The California Republican tells Fox News it's more about spending than helping.
Because the Democrats have taken over now, this is what happens. $100 million for a tunnel just outside of Nancy Pelosi's district. Millions of dollars for a bridge that Schumer wants. Not for a COVID bill. This isn't a transportation bill. And now that we're finding that they're putting more money in for education, but they just passed $68 billion for education. They've only spent $4 of it. The money they're passing in this bill doesn't even come to fruition until another year going forward. It does nothing to help moving forward. It's what the Democrats always want to do, spend more money from hardworking taxpayers.
A vote on the measure is expected this week. The wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday in the United States. Emma Coronel Espuro, a 31-year-old former beauty queen, was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Don't you wish it was as easy as it sounds? Maybe in some cases it can be, because we can do that one at a time, as much as it would count on any one of us, the man, the woman in the mirror. That's where it begins, to get this country back on track. It starts with us. I mean, after all, we look at, you know, what's happening in our culture today and all that it is affecting. You know, whether it's marriages, our family, our politics, you know, we just, all it takes is a real close look at the body of water that makes up our culture, and it is rather putrid, isn't it? I mean, because there's just a lot of meanness, a lot of cancellation, you know, things that have just been allowed to be dropped and dumped into this cesspool of our culture that we're living in. Now, Bill Fetter is going to be joining us here in a few seconds, the historian and author and my good friend. And we were talking yesterday prior to coming on. He goes, Bill, what do you want to talk about? I said, you know, Bill, what I'm sensing here and what I hear repeatedly and also what I'm seeing on the horizon is people are instinctively looking up. And Bill Fetter, I want to bring you on right now. And my question to you, as I've asked others, why is it when people find themselves in such travail and chaos as our country is in right now, our world for that matter, I mean, on the heels of the pandemic, the invasion of cancel culture, you know, the bitterness, the lack of empathy, you know, it's very hard-hearted right now. But there's still, even in the midst of all that, there's still a part of us that wants to look for an answer, and somehow we know it's not going to come from a president, but it's going to come from God himself. And there's just something instinctive about that. Am I missing something, or am I overstating it?
No. A little, by the way, this concept is examined in our new book called Miracles in American History, Volume 2, mm-hmm. and it traces the revivals in American history, and First Great Awakening, Second Great Awakening, a layman's prayer revival, D.L. Moody before the Civil War. But anyway, one of the observations in world history is the most common form of government is a king, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. And these kings claim to be intermediaries between the people and heaven. Mm-hmm. It started with people transitioning from hunter-gatherers to agriculture. And once they transitioned to agriculture, they needed to know when to plant the crops. And so they would have to keep track of the stars, to keep track of the changes of the seasons. And so they would build big immovable structures to observe the stars. And somebody got to climb up the ziggurat pyramid, Stonehenge, whatever, and look at the stars changing and say, and come down with this secret knowledge from heaven as to when to plant the barley.
See, this is before the farmers. This is before the Farmer's Almanac, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the these kings in Egypt claimed to be sons of the god Osiris. And in, you know, Assyria, they were king priests. India, they were a divine class of, you know, maharajas, semi-divine rulers. China, the emperors ruled by claiming they had a mandate from heaven. The Inca emperor in Peru claimed to be a delegate of the sun god. And anyway, the idea is that the king was the intermediary between you and heaven. And then they Christianized it in Europe, and they called it the divine right of kings. But nevertheless, the king decided what everybody was going to believe. And you would, it's basically, you know, Nebuchadnezzar blowing the trumpets and saying, bow to my statue, or I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Now, the advent of ancient Israel, for 400 years they came out of Egypt, they did not have a king. And it was this concept that every single person has a relationship with God. You have individual liberty. You have individual responsibility. And everybody was taught to read and taught to read the law. And so it gave birth to this thing called the individual, that you could have a personal relationship with God. You got rights and freedoms from God, and you're personally responsible to God. In the Middle Ages, it sort of transitioned back to this hierarchical structure with the intermediary. But then when the Reformation happened, you had this concept, you know, sweeping through the different, you know, Protestant churches of the idea of individuals. And,
because they started reading the Word of God, Bill, right? I mean, that's when the Word of God was made readily available during that period of time. So here they are hearing directly from God himself.
Right. And so you have the Baptist, matter of fact, you have all these different separatist groups branching off. Germany, Martin Luther translates the Bible into German because he had a personal experience revelation from God that the just shall live by faith. But some kings want to break away from Rome, and so they say, okay, kingdom of mine, you're all now Luther. And the people in these kingdoms say, okay, king, we're Lutheran. What do we believe? So for the people in these kingdoms, it was not the same personal experience. So a revival starts called Pietism that says, you know, being a Christian is more than just doctrine. You got to have a personal experience with Jesus. And but then in England, Henry VIII wants to break from Rome, and so he gets an English Bible and dusts off his hands and says, "That's it, we broke from Rome. We're no longer reading a Latin Bible."
But because he wanted to marry, he wanted to marry who he wanted to marry.
Yeah, he wanted. He ended up having six wives, but he released this English Bible across England, and people began to read it. And began to criticize the king, and the king didn't like that. And so he began to say, look, you can read the Bible in your own language, but you still have to believe what I tell you to believe. And so different groups would break off, and they were separatists, and we call them pilgrims. And the king would try to squelch them by passing the Conventicle Act of 1664, saying you couldn't have five people meeting and talking religion without approval of the government. Otherwise, they'd bust into your house and arrest you. They later called it the Riot Act because you could be planning a riot. So they would bust in with the police, and they'd pull out this piece of paper and read the Riot Act that says you must immediately disperse or you'll be arrested, put in jail, and killed. And so the idea when the Baptist, Thomas Helwise, one of the founders of the Baptist faith in England, he dies in the Newgate prison for his conscience. He said this. If the king can stand there on the day of judgment and answer for your conscience, fine, believe whatever the king tells you to believe. But if the king's not going to be there on the day of judgment, you are accountable to God for your own conscience. Wow. And so this teaching is sort of giving rebirth to the concept that there is an individual, that you don't just believe something because the government threatens to punish you if you don't believe it. You believe something because you are convinced in your heart. And so William Penn, whose dad was a famous admiral, and then William Penn caused trouble for the dad because he converted and became a Quaker, and William Penn was put in the Tower of London for 8 months, and you usually don't come out of there alive. But William Penn said, force makes hypocrites. 'Tis persuasion only that makes converts. In other words, if the government has to threaten you to believe something, then you really don't believe it. You're just saying you believe it because you don't want to be punished by the government, and that's not pleasing to God. God's interested in you knowing what you're doing. He created a spirit, mind, and body. And so with this concept of conscience, you have the founding of Pennsylvania and Rhode Island, the colonies in America where they valued the freedom of conscience. And you had the beginning of what's called evangelism.
Bill, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. We've got more from Bill Fetter, the noted historian author right here. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Martinez for We the People.
Hey, We the People still are fresh and independent. You know, we appreciate our liberty. But, you know, the thing is that we have to appreciate it to the degree that we're willing to fight for it. Because the fight for liberty is never over, as you can tell. And what is encroaching now on the American people is, you know, you can call it socialism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it. But no matter what you want to call it, what we see is the erosion of our liberties.
And, and now we've got voter remorse, or people say, well, that's not exactly what I thought I was getting. I don't know what you were thinking, because it was real clear what the Democratic Party was going to hand over to us. We're talking with Bill Fetter, noted historian and author, and looking at, some of the greatest miracles in American history. And he's written a book. It's volume two, The Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation. And Bill, we talk about revival, but there's something before revival that's absolutely critical. And this is what I see kind of bubbling up here right now, is people realizing in the midst of the chaos that our country is undergoing right now with the pandemic and, the social disruption, the meanness, the hard-heartedness that's happening. So wait a minute, this isn't America. But this is what America has become, because there are lever pullers that want to, control everything about our lives. And the way that they can make that happen is by having us at each other's throats. This is why, I said after the election, I asked people, I said, well, how has politics served you? Are you better because of politics today? Are you worse off? And most people agree that they're worse off, that it's made them meaner. And, we got family disruption. I mean, families are being torn apart over stupid politics, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't, or they cheated during the election. They didn't cheat. I mean, all of a sudden you got all this disruption that's going on right now. And I said, look, at the call for America right now is to return to first principles. And that's what you're kind of laying out here historically, because we know in history that there's nothing new under the sun. Solomon, the wisest man ever, God said, that would be the wisest king ever, that there's nothing new under the sun. And what we have with history is it just keeps repeating itself. As another historian said, the sad commentary about history is that we don't learn from history.
Right. Well, one of the necessary precursors to revival is freedom of conscience. And so that's what we began to see in America. Instead of Europe, where you believe because the king threatens you, in America, Pennsylvania, you're not forced by the government to believe something. What does that do? That opens it up for an evangelist to come and make a presentation of the gospel, and you being moved upon in your heart to individually respond without a fear of threat. I mean, imagine if the government comes in and says, okay, we want to invite you to believe this. Of course, if you don't believe what we're telling you, we're going to take you out in the back and chop your head off. It's like, okay, right. Everybody believe?
Hey, we're all head, right? Yeah. It's kind of like, what happened with Saddam Hussein, right? Saddam Hussein got everybody to believe, right?
Yeah, or diversity training. Okay, everybody's got to believe this diversity. You've got to confess it. You've got to support it. Of course, if you don't do what we tell you to, you're fired. Like, yeah. Okay, I'll, and what happens is, so in America, you began to see the beginnings of revivals. What's that? Mm-hmm. That's George Whitefield coming over, and he's not allowed to preach in the churches because he's a new light, and the old stodgy doctrinal people are the old light. And so he preaches outside, and he gathers crowds of 25,000 people. He's preaching without a microphone. And, Ben Franklin prints all of his sermons, distributes them up and down the colonies. And Ben Franklin helps build the first building, the largest auditorium in Philadelphia for Whitefield to preach in. It later becomes the first building of the University of Pennsylvania. And so you begin to have this revival spread. And then you have John Wesley. He's an Anglican. He meets the Moravians, who are Eastern German area, where they, the head of it is Ludwig von Zinzendorf, and he opens up his estate for all these persecuted peoples of Europe to come and live on it. And they begin to bicker, so he goes and lives amongst them, and they have a communion service to forgive each other, and the communion service goes on a day, a week, a month, a year. It goes on uninterrupted for 100 years. Of course, they're taking turns, farming and feeding and so forth, but that is uninterrupted prayer meeting. These Moravians, and these little group of Moravians in Eastern Germany, sent out missionaries all around the world, to Iceland, to Egypt, to the Caribbean, and to Georgia. And while they're going to Georgia, that's when John and Charles Wesley meet him. And Wesley is impressed. He's on a ship, and it's almost sunk in a storm, and he's panicking, and he goes into the little area where these Moravians, and they're just singing praise songs. And he's like, you know Jesus a little bit better than I know Jesus. But afterwards, you realize that they had a personal relationship with the Lord. And so Wesley goes over to Moravia, lives with them for 8 months, describes it as the religion of the heart, that you're believing in the Lord and getting along with each other because you love the Lord and you love each other, not because you're afraid the government's going to chop your head off or burn you at the stake. And so he brings this back, and it causes the Methodist revival movement. And then you have circuit riding preachers that go all across America that are Methodists, and they're calling upon people to make personal decisions. And so Francis Asbury is one of these. He ordains the first black preachers in America, like Richard Allen and Harry Hoosier. And then you have a second Great Awakening revival in the early 1800s. And then you have a Haystack prayer meeting revival in around the 1820s. What's that? Williams College, Massachusetts. Some students walking back to class across a field. There's a sudden downpour. They hide under a haystack to shelter from the rain. While they're there, they begin to pray for world missions. They decide to commit their lives to world missions. The rain stops. They go to class. They tell their classmates they just committed their lives to world missions. The other students do this, and it starts this missionary movement where we're sending missionaries to Burma, Adoniram Judson, to the Caribbean, to Hawaii, all around the world. Out of this revival. And then you have a Great Awakening in Hawaii, and they send missionaries to Polynesia. Then there's the second Great Awakening or area with Charles Finney. He's a lawyer who's presenting, you know, legal cases with arguments before juries. He becomes a Christian. He presents the gospel with the persuasiveness of an attorney before a jury.
And, exactly.
He is the first one to invent an altar call.
Yes.
He's like, you serve the devil openly. I'm going to call for you to serve God openly.
D.L.
Moody, there was a layman's prayer revival, 1857. So in New York, they had an economic downturn, about 10,000 people out of work. And so Jeremiah Lamphere, who went to Charles Finney's church, puts a sign in front of his little store saying, come in at lunchtime and pray. Like one person comes in. But the next week, a dozen. The next week, 100. The next week, thousands.
Wow.
Thousands of people in New York praying every day at lunchtime. Spreads to Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. Nobody's organizing it. It's a layman's prayer revival.
Just organic. Like that. Wow. Hey, Bill, we've only got a couple of minutes left here, and I think it's important here to kind of tie this up in a way that we're talking about all this. I mean, you know, before revival, you get repentance. You get this consciousness, this God consciousness that aligns you with God's heart and mind, and it starts to manifest itself to where it ignites a revival. But from revival, when you look back, and you and your wife have written this just wonderful book, Miracles in American History, Volume 2, Amazing Faith That Shaped the Nation. Talk about these pivot points in this last minute. What happened following these revival, what it did for the culture?
Right. So two things necessary for revival. You have to preach the law before people see their need for the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff, oh, God loves you, God loves you. It's like, fine, big deal. No. It's God is a just God, which means he has to judge every sin. If he doesn't judge a sin, his silence is giving consent to the sin. And if God gives consent to sin, he's no longer a just God. He denies himself. So
yes.
God's very nature drives him to have to judge every sin. But he's a loving God in that he provided the Lamb to take the judgment for the sin.
Yes.
So that's why we approach God through the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And it's like one strike and you're out. All you got to do is sin one time and you cannot go to heaven by being good enough. Right? And so it's like, I heard someone explain, like in a bathroom, there's a mirror and there's soap in the water. The mirror shows you how dirty your face is, but it has no power to cleanse your face. But it creates the desire in you to use the soap and the water. The law shows you that you're a sinner, but it has no power to cleanse you of your sin, but it points you to the Lamb. The sacrifice, Jesus has shed blood, and so we wash in the blood of the Lamb when we're clean. So
we got to leave it right there. Bill Fetter, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at
at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has confirmation hearings this week to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra will face the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee on Tuesday and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Critics are saying he's literally the least qualified nominee in the history of the agency. No experience in health, no experience in managing something of this size. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial and faces bribery, breach of trust, and fraud in connection with a series of alleged corruption scandals. The testimony phase of the trial won't begin until after Israel's March 23rd elections. New York State Police are reporting a soon-to-be dad was killed Sunday in Liberty, New York, after the device he was constructing for an upcoming gender reveal party exploded. The blast occurred at a home, killing 28-year-old Christopher Peckney and injuring his brother. Liberty is located about 100 miles northwest of New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess what? He is back. We love having Jeff Kemp here, former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Jeff, I want you to know, boy, your line last week about what's the loving thing to do right now, did that resonate? Man, I'm telling you. For me personally, I find myself, and I thank you every day and every moment that I get into those positions where I have to ask that question, and I just want you to know how much you've blessed me and us for bringing that to the forefront.
Well, thanks. I just told the story and kind of thought it was pretty powerful, but I didn't invent the phrase, and I don't think any of us really invent things. Most everything's been around, the circle, so to speak, multiple times. But I had to use that same principle. What's the loving thing to do? The other day, I got a text message late at night that kind of misinterpreted and judged an outreach I had made to someone, and came back in a very upset, harsh, pretty, mean and brutal way. And I just stopped instead of reacting to it and thought, well, what's the loving thing to do here? And that loving thing was to pray for that person.
Right.
And to think, what nugget of truth is there in the response they sent to me? Was I insensitive in some way? Could I learn a little bit? And
yes.
By the next day, without my having responded, that person texted me a big apology and said, I was in a really bad place. I'm sorry, you don't deserve that. And it kind of opened the doors to some really better conversation, which I hope we will have on the phone, which is way way more effective than text and writing than
Exactly.
Twitter.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it comes back to the prayer of St. Francis that we, you know, I pray most days that God would put me in a position to understand first before wanting to be understood. It's that servant mentality. And when we do that, we find that to be most expensive, appropriate, and effective. Because, you know, what happens when somebody reacts like this, and especially when it comes out of nowhere, you know it's out of pain. And it's like, well, where's that pain residing? How long has that pain been around? And I often find that the intensity of the pain is somewhat in ratio to how long they've been carrying this anchor with them. You know, in some cases it can be decades, and boy, when it comes out, it's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, it's really helpful as we're kind of talking about in our relationships and some of the maybe extended relationships with people at work or on social media or something. When something pretty negative happens, we might tend to immediately think, oh, they meant to hurt me. Their motives are bad. I don't deserve this. And then we want to react like a victim. Mm-hmm. But the real healthy way to do things is to remember that, you know what, there's a backstory in everyone's life.
Right.
And we know there's a backstory in our life. When we lose our temper, when we're in a rotten mood, when we make a dumb decision, there's usually something going on in the background that we would use as an explanation. Well, it makes sense to think about other people's backstory.
Exactly.
The family they came from, the situation that they're facing as a single dad or a single mom, trouble in their job or work or illness. There's a backstory in all of our lives, and so seek to understand more so than just to have them understand you. That's really wise.
Exactly. And Jeff, you know, Jesus pointed this out many times in parables. There was that contrast in understanding that, you know, if God has forgiven you, why shouldn't you forgive your fellow man? And especially like what we talked about last week was that, you know, before you worry about, you know, that little splinter in your neighbor's eyes, you know, what about that log you've been carrying around in yours?
Yeah, and the key to that Jesus story was the relative weight of how much he's forgiven us versus the relative weight of what someone's done against us.
Mm-hmm.
The whole history of your imperfect life, which doesn't measure up very well to God's perfection, has been completely forgiven by Christ on the cross, erased, wiped out. It's like, you had $1 trillion debt, and he forgave it. And then someone says something mean to you or, you know, texts something negative or doesn't follow through on something they promised you they would do. And we treat it like it's $1 billion.
Exactly.
No, comparatively, it's 27, you know, bucks compared to $1 trillion that Jesus has forgiven us. Relax.
Yes.
Let go of it. Be thankful for that Christ has forgiven us and then show grace. And it usually gives the other person a better chance to address their own challenge when we show grace than when we attack them and they get defensive.
Well, Jeff, in this season of Lent that we've just entered into, this time of preparation that leads to, you know, the foundation, the proof of Christianity and all that God had intended in sending his one and only Son to redeem us. This is a time of preparation, a time of meditation for us to really pause and consider this enormous gift that God has given us.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things here, Bill, is that we get kind of carried away thinking that this, you know, 70, 80, 90 year life, and no one's guaranteed that much, is pretty much the whole show.
Right.
Forgetting that, no, this is important and special, but it's just a prelude to eternity. And so if that's the case, then we need to think about the incredible, incredible gift that God has given us. And if you don't realize that you or a sinner. If you don't realize that you're selfish and stubborn and short-sighted and put yourself before others, that you really are about your own glory and your own control way more than God. If you don't realize that, then your gratitude for the forgiveness of Christ is way less. In fact,
exactly.
If you never really realize that you have fallen short of God's perfect mark, that you're a sinner, then you don't think you have a need for God, so you would never really receive Christ and never gain that eternal gift. So Lent is 40 days of very intentionally maybe giving up this or that or fasting from something to remind yourself that I'm mourning my weakness and brokenness and poverty and my sin apart from God. And when Lent is over, I'm going to celebrate that Jesus has not only died for my sins, but risen from the grave and given victory to that. So to think of Lent that way, you know what? To be a little more sober and somber and humble about my character flaws and rebellion and sin, that makes you appreciate forgiveness all the more and enjoy Jesus a lot more.
Amen. And this is in contrast to a consuming cultural environment right now that's in full force. And if we ever needed a moment of pause and meditation and the things that are righteous and holy and good and noble, it's now. I mean, what a prescription. What a time and season, Jeff, that we have right now in this 40 days ahead of Easter, a day of celebration, a day of redemption, the ultimate gift that God has given to his creation, that he would allow for the sacrifice of his one and only son, for us who didn't even know him, us who were sinners and so selfish and cared more about ourselves, but yet he cared more about us. He's the former NFL quarterback ministry leader. Jeff Kemp has been our guest. Jeff, how can they be in touch with you?
JeffKempTeam.com. JeffKempTeam.com. And also, if they want the book on how to beat their problems and blitzes and have some strategies for facing trials God's way, that's at FacingTheBlitz.com, FacingTheBlitz.com.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, Danny Gokey sings, from experience, and he knows about being in those hopeless conditions. And so his words of encouragement and his lyrics are so powerful and meaningful that we can't lose hope, even in the midst of where America is right now, as we were talking with Bill Federer earlier. And he reminds us of all these revivals that take place. But prior to revival, it's that God consciousness. It's coming into, a connection, a communication with God, a communion with God, to realize that, hey, look, we're not very godly, and we're missing the mark here. And what that ignites is it ignites an expression of repentance, where we all admit that, look, we're in the wrong spot and we need to change. And that's what repentance means. It means turning away. It's almost like a 180. Whatever you were doing, you just choose to turn away and go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And this is the invitation, and this is what is happening about this country right now because of the suffering that we're experiencing, whether it's by the pandemic or the hand of the cancel culture. I mean, go right down the list that we all realize that the meanness of our society is untenable. It only leads to evil and destruction. And we already see this happening in different parts of the country. In fact, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Lori Cardoza Moore, and her heart in ministry is, towards Israel. And she's got some great stories. And I say great stories, not from a standpoint that, that we should jump up and get excited about. I mean, some really powerful stories about what life is like. And sometimes we miss all that because we're so inward focused. We're so focused on what it is that is in our immediate world. And understandably. But if we're going to really get beyond this, then we need to think outside of ourselves and think about serving instead of being served. And with that comes the blessing, as I said, that we will, attain some sort of God consciousness, which will lead to repentance. Then after repentance comes revival. Then after revival comes these incredible things. And this is, we ran out of time with Bill Federer to be able to talk about what happened in America post these revivals. It was phenomenal.
the kind of things that happened and how the culture was so greatly blessed. But as is the case of history, is that when things are going good, hey, we begin to think that that's the way it's always be, that we're in control, and we start seeing things according to our own eyes until it goes bad. And then when it goes bad, then we're back to crying out for God. And looking for redemption, looking for a savior. And this is where I believe that we are right now. And the door is open for an invitation for us to attain to a God consciousness so that we can realign ourselves back to first principles, as you've heard me say before. The Good News Girl is with us, and it's good to be talking with Samantha Mao. And she's got, speaking of great stories, I mean, this is, this helps you understand that even though we may hear in the fake news media about all these bad stories and the meanness and the counterculture and that, there are some people with great hearts, and they're manifesting their hearts. They're serving and not waiting to be served. Hey, Sam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I was just thinking about some of the comments that had been made by people that are in these stories today. And they were just saying how, this is the America that they know and love when they're seeing these good things happen. And so I'm happy to be here today and help, share this information because it's out there.
And that's a good point You're exactly right, Sam. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but it just, you created this guttural response to be able to say yes, because we're not hearing about them. We hear about all the bad news, the fumbling politicians, the bad things, the mistakes they make, and all that stuff. But we miss out on a story like the first one, this Texas food delivery driver who finds a home with a couple during a winter storm. Tell us about this.
So, have you ever wondered what happens if somebody gets stuck out when a winter storm is coming, especially in a place like Texas where,
especially what they've been going through, right? Imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. So Chelsea Timmons, she was dropping off her final delivery for Favor Delivery, and she was just outside of these people's house, and she's going up. Okay, so she lives in Houston, but they live in downtown Austin, and she's like, this is my last delivery. I'm going home. Wow. It's about the storm. And Nina, so she goes to the house for Nina Richardson and Doug Condon, and she realizes the driveway is kind of steep and icy, and as she's trying to go up and park so she can deliver, she slides back and rolls into the flower bed. Well, I kind of think that was like one of those miracle things that happened because she went up to tell them what was going on instead of just dropping off the food. And so they were like, why don't you call AAA and come on in, come out of the storm, be safe, and make sure everything's okay. Well, AAA is busy with all kinds of emergencies. As we all know, Texas had a crazy week. They were dealing with a lot of things, and AAA just wasn't available. And so what ends up happening is they invite her to stay at their house. She ends up staying for days and basically sleeping. She was sleeping with the dogs. The dogs came and cuddled with her in bed, and they end up, I think they're going to be lifelong friends is what I think ended up happening here, all because she was just dropping off the food delivery and slid down the driveway just enough. I can't imagine her trying to get back home.
That would have been dangerous. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly. I mean, not to mention, getting out of the flower bed.
I know. Like, how understanding could they be? Not only were they like, that's fine, come on in. It's like, and she kept saying, well, maybe I need to leave. Maybe I need to go. They're like, is the hotel as good as here? No way. So she's back at home now, but I think they're going to end up keeping in touch. And
I bet.
When you see opportunities like that, it just warms your heart.
Well, and this is just one of the many stories like that Texans have manifest to their fellow Texans, because they were all in this together, dealing with the weather conditions which were so extreme and unusual. Now, speaking of Houston, you got a furniture store owner opened his doors to people seeking warmth in the winter storm. Again, Houstonians, reaching out to their neighbors, right?
Yes, and actually, I don't know if you remember the story from a couple years ago, but Jim Mattress Mac, he is a furniture store owner down in Texas, And he's actually done this for hurricane support. He did this in Katrina, and then again back in 2017, he opened up his store for people to stay in, which, what a brilliant idea. You know, he has the space, and he has a huge generator.
Exactly.
And he just gives them a safe place to go. And so whenever the winter storm was going on, he went ahead and got thousands of gallons worth of fuel, knowing that they were going to be in for the long haul. He got food and all kinds of things, and he wanted to make sure that the elderly and different people that really needed the help would have a place to stay. And there were people that were, you know, they were staying at hotels. The hotels would run out of power. They were told to leave. They'd go somewhere else. And he ends up hosting.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what they went through? You see, if Ted Cruz would have gone over there instead of going to Cancun and told Heidi and the kids, hey, we're going to the mattress store here, you know, what are we doing? You know, come on, forget about Cancun. We're going to go and serve people. Maybe it might have worked out a little bit better for him. Staying with the Texas theme, another story, you got a grocery store, loses power, and they let the customers leave with free groceries, huh?
Yes, so this is a Texas grocery chain. It's called H-E-B. You know, I've actually been there. It's a nice store down in Texas. And so all these people are going. It's right before the storm as well. And, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, all these things. Like, this bad thing is happening, and it just brings out the best in people. Sometimes it sounds crazy, but it really gives people an opportunity to shine. So there's hundreds of customers in this store. They've got plenty of stuff, and the store loses power. And they're like, you know what? The people are trying to check out as quick as they can, and all of a sudden they realize this is going really fast. There's like 10 people in front of me, and it's just going super fast. What's happening?
And
they get up in line, and the cashier is like, do you have any alcohol? And they're like, are you offering? And he's like, no. But you can go ahead and take your groceries. We're not going to bag them up or anything like that. But we just want you guys to get home, get on the road, and get there safely.
Exactly.
And
oh, bless
you. So right before the storm, they were giving away. I mean, these people were having hundreds of dollars worth of groceries in one cart. And they're giving it away to hundreds
of customers.
Could you imagine?
Because they know a storm's coming. They're stocking up.
That's right. That's right.
I'll tell you, again, a great story about America. This is, I love stories like this because we are a country of immigrants, and you hear these stories about people coming to the U.S. not even knowing the language. In this particular case, you know, didn't even know English, $300 to his name, and now he's taking NASA to Mars. What's this?
This is actually a lady. She moved here. This is Diana Trulio. She moved to the U.S. when she was 17 years old, and she didn't speak English. She came here without her parents. I mean, how brave do you have to be to start a new life like that? You can't speak the language. You're not there with your parents. You're 17 years old. I mean, you're just a kid. And so she starts going to college, and she's cleaning houses as she's going to college. She came here with $300 to her name, by the way. So she's not coming here wealthy.
Right.
So she starts going to college and learning English, and her teachers noticed she had a special skill for math, which she loved because math is the same in every language. Now she's leading a team of engineers at NASA, and basically she's the embodiment of the American dream. I think she's one of the team leading the engineers on for that mission to Mars.
Can you imagine what an incredible success? See, when stuff like this happens in our country, I say, what other country could this have happened? I don't know of another country.
I have
no idea. This is why,
Americans.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're special. They just leave a little sparkle everywhere they go. You know, Americans just have a special spirit, and you know, the people who come here have that too.
Got to leave it there.
I'm so thankful.
Samantha Mal, go to Sam's Corner.
Times are
Thank you, Sam.
Uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.